that's very, it's, I feel humbled that on this fucking unbelievable, I mean, has anybody got dry feet in here? So I feel guilty in two ways. One, because that was the longer cut than I thought we were showing. Actually, Alex, could you help me out with a bit of market research? Total honesty. Hands up who thought that was too long. Genuinely. Okay. I stand corrected. I was sitting there thinking, God, they must be getting fucking... God, no, he didn't... Oh, no. But the whole idea that Mama's Pride, and particularly Rico, who I want to thank very much for bringing me over here. The whole point of coming was to, after the screening, is answer questions and talk about what we did and everything. But I totally understand if everyone's sitting here and it's cold with wet feet and you think, fucking hell, you know. No one is going to be offended if you leave. But if anybody wants to ask any questions or stay, then I'm going to stay for a bit. I flew all the way here, you know what I mean? So I was in the middle of saying some stuff when I was rudely interrupted by that film. But what I really wanted to say was that we've just started doing the second one now. We're in production. And it's called Two Sides to Everything. The Dance of Opposites that Drives the Universe. Just a little title. And we're trying to basically split, this was all about the number one. We're trying to make it all about the number two. And all about man and woman and yin and yang and all that kind of stuff. But we're going to a whole load of different countries this time, and it's a whole different ball game, because the one thing we learnt when we did it was you have absolutely no control over anything that you're doing. All the best things which you saw, can we sort out the mic? All the best things that we saw, like Asha Bhosle, who was the Indian lady singing with Michael Stipe. That was just a chance coincidence meeting, not somebody that we phoned at all. And that was what kept happening. And yet now that we're doing another one, there's this big expectation to do something really good. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, I've got the budget. We've got to nail everything down and plan every last place and person, whoever we meet. I can't take any chances this time because, you know, I know how complicated it is. But the process of doing that could easily kill the very thing which makes the film really great, which is the space in between what we planned. When they say, you must meet this guy down there who does the, he's got a, him and his brothers, they play xylophone together, they're fucking crazy. So I'm in a really bad dilemma at the moment of really, half of me really wants to plan and get it all, and the other half of me wants to just trust that it's all going to be fine. And if you don't plan ahead and it doesn't work, and you're left at the end with not enough good stuff to edit, and the clock is ticking, you might see another side of my personality. anyway, just thought I'd tell you that. So there was also a little problem we had with this, because we burnt that DVD on our laptop to see if we could do it, and it cut off the sides. You probably noticed that it was cropped. So a lot of the avant-garde composition was not deliberate. It was it actually looked more sensible a lot of the time. But I make no excuses. It was what it was. We all shared it together. And if there's anybody that wants to ask or say anything, or ask anything, or anything at all, now is a good time. Hey! Thanks, Mum.